Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it wasn't a matter of fatigue. You know, Dallas jumped us. Their shot making, for sure. But they also had 17 in transition, you know, in the first half. And, our offense was a little bit funky. Some of that is to be, you know, not expected, but you have to weather some of these storms. You know, as we're incorporating guys back in and, you know, some of the lineups, I'm not even saying that as an excuse, but we have a formula of how we can win games. And it's not necessarily the easiest way, but we've proven we can win games, get teams in the mud, and make it really tough. But it takes a great emotional, physical, spiritual, connected commitment. It does, to be able to do that. But we've also proven that when we do that, the energy changes for us offensively. We have a great group. We have a very competitive locker room. Our guys want, we all want the same thing. And sometimes, you know, this league it can just really humble you. And that's what happened tonight. So we're going to regroup. We've had to do that several times this year, and we keep on finding a way to bounce back. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the next 48 hours to get ready for another battle. I don't even care what's going on in the standings. I just want, you know, our team playing the way we're capable of playing. And that's what we're going to look to do these last two games.
All right, welcome back. Boy, that was Spo last night, giving an idea what he's thinking here with two games left before a potential play-in and now a long shot at making it out of the, and not having to play the play-in and just go to the playoffs. Ron Rothstein, Valley Sports Heat, former head coach, longtime great NBA defensive coordinator. Ron, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. I listened to some of the stuff with you last night. I just your take on last night's game overall. Obviously, a big game for Miami, wanting to play well against a really good Dallas Mavericks team.
Yeah, they're playing the best basketball in the NBA right now. Their record proves it. They've got two elite playmaking shot makers. The addition of Gafford and P.J. Washington at the trade deadline has really solidified that group. I mean, when we played them back in March, that we lost to them. That was the start of this current streak.
Yeah.
And if you listen to all the noise at that point, Jason Kidd was on the hot seat.
Wow.
And now he could be coach of the year.
Yeah. Boy, that's changed quickly.
And the NBA, the NBA, you get coach of the year, it's a kiss of death. You don't want it. It's not good. Hey, that's the truth.
You know, Ron, I come here in the morning and I was like, you know, I feel good. And I know they turn it on in this playing thing. They don't fear it. They're not worried about it. We can get to where we want. But I just keep waiting. I thought at the end of the year we'd be over 10 games, over 500. I just thought they'd be overall playing better. Can you get a feel for this team, or is it you're not worried about it? They'll get through the play-in, and here we go.
Well, look, this is eerily familiar or similar to last year.
Yes.
It really is. But, you know, you put yourself in jeopardy. If you're going to have to go into the play-in, and we're in the play-in, there's no question. But, well, let me just say this. Mathematically, we're not out of sixth place yet. And
so
I believe I'm right when I say
that. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. We have to have another eclipse of the sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need Orlando. Yeah, you need Orlando to lose their games, and you're waiting for other teams to lose these last two games to have a chance.
And you know what? At this point in time, the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter. You are where you are, and you got to deal with your situation. That's the thing that struck me the most when Spo was talking last night. Near the end, he said, you know, we got to deal with what's in front of us, okay? And that's the truth. So we got to hopefully win the last two games. We should win the last two games. That'll give us 47 wins for the season. Last year, we only had 44. And we lost that first play-in game last year. But if you're 7 or 8, you get a second chance.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in the same situation. Most likely, we're going to play Philly. Most likely, they'll be 7. We'll be 8. We'll see. And then you just got to deal with that. As far as the team is concerned, yeah, I'm concerned. I don't like the way we're playing. I really don't. I think I'm watching Bam, okay? And look, your best players, Bam and Jimmy, are not playing great. And that's concerning, all right? But things can change real quickly. And I watched our team last night, and I thought our guys were tired. Not an excuse, a reality. 5-7, all right? It doesn't happen a whole lot in the NBA anymore, but it just happened. 5-7, especially at the end of the season, that's a tough stretch.
Yeah.
Those are almost, some of those games, like last night, is almost a scheduling loss. On top of that, we got to play these guys who are the hottest team in the NBA. And they got off to a great start. And they do the things that they do, that they've been doing in the last 20 games. They did them all last night. They made shots. They took care of the ball. They were solid defensively. We only had 4 fast break points because we couldn't bust out. They always had numbers back. We could never get an advantage in the open court. They did a really good job rebounding the ball. And to be quite frank, Bam and Jimmy, they struggled. Their two best players were terrific. Our two best players had a hard, tough night. That's tough to overcome.
Yeah, to your point, 54 points for Kyrie and Luka and 20 points for Butler and Bam together is just not going to cut it as your two best players. So, hey, Ron, I got to ask you, you've been a head coach and you've had to make decisions like that are coming up. Is there a chance, Spo, knowing the play-in game is just a few games away too, is there a chance he rests guys on Sunday if he realizes we can't go anywhere, that maybe give Jimmy Butler one more day off?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's an absolute possibility, yeah. No question. He's done it in the past.
Yeah,
we've always done that. That's been the MO here. If the game near the end of the season not going to change where you are or who you're going to play, yes, you give your, especially if the guys need it, you'll give your main guys some rest.
So, Spo talked recently about, hey, I feel really good about our top 9 or 10 guys. And I get it. They played a ton, and at times they've all played really, really well. But a lot of these guys haven't played together because this damn injury bug that keeps going on. And when you start feeling good, and then Duncan's out with a back, and then Rozier's out a couple games, they just have not had any time to play together. How important is that, Ron?
That's important, Joe. I mean, it's a factor. There's no question about it. And the NBA doesn't tolerate excuses, but reality is reality.
Yeah.
Okay? And yes, the league, this league can humble you, just like you know the NFL can humble people. This league, you know, professional sports.
Yeah,
professional sports can be a very humbling situation. Not having your guys together consistently, it's tough. It really is, and it's hard to generate a rhythm, a feeling, a connectivity. With all the numbers, if you look at some of the other teams that have, I think, above us in terms of games lost to injury, I know one is the Grizzlies. They're not even in the play-in, okay? I think we're third or fourth in the league in games lost to injury, yet we're still in the mix.
Yeah.
And that happened last year, and we got to the NBA Finals. You just got to deal with what's in front of you. Take it day by day and go from there. There's no other way to approach it.
Ron, I think there is one thing you'll agree on, and I said this yesterday, from 2-8, seeds that are 2-8 in the Eastern Conference right now, wins between 49 with Milwaukee down to 44 with the Heat. I got to tell you, outside of Boston, who really has been consistent and scares you coming out of the play-in for the 76ers and the Miami Heat? I think you want to stay away from Boston in the first round if you can. But outside of that, you got a chance to win against all those teams. A lot of them have struggled, the Clevelands and Milwaukee's.
Well, Cleveland's dealt with some injuries, and they've done a very, very good job. Philadelphia, to me, is the scariest team because now they got the big guy back. And I think their record before he got hurt was like 28-7. He's back, and he's out. And the amazing thing about Embiid is he shows up, I think, in his first game, and he drops 30.
Right away. Numbers are right back. Incredible.
I've seen so many guys that long come back, and it takes them. You almost lose. You're going to lose two or three games getting them back in rhythm. I've seen it happen over and over. And this guy walks in, and it's like nothing, he never missed. And he's a unique talent, just like Jokic. Those two guys, they're just unique players. And you know, Maxey has emerged and blossomed. Mm. And they got that they got some pieces around them. Kelly Oubre is really been a terrific pickup for them. And Philly's on a roll right now. They've won, I think, 5 or 6 straight.
Yes.
And I think that's the most in the NBA.
Hey, Ron, the other thing, speaking of hot, I've been surprised. I don't know if you were. Tyler Herro's looked really good since coming back. He missed so many games. I thought there was going to be rust. I love the way he's bouncing around, his confidence to shoot the ball. I know last night he didn't shoot a high percentage. What's been your thought on Tyler Herro's 4 games back?
Well, I agree with you, Joe. I say the same thing, and I'm a bit surprised he's that effective right away. You know, the same scenario, miss all those games. Takes a little while to get your rhythm and your feel back, but he stepped right up, and it's like he's not missed a beat.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guys who have been out, here's the other thing, though. The guys that have been out, they got some fresh legs.
That's a good point,
so,
too. Yeah.
They got some bounce. They had some bounce in those legs, you know. I watched Tyler, I watched Bam, and to me, Bam looked like a tired guy the last 2 games I watched. It looked to me like Bam's playing on dead legs. Today's day off is really going to help. You need that day off.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll reemerge.
Do you, I don't know if I've asked you, do you like the play-in? I like it. It gets more teams. Obviously, the NBA wants to give a few more teams a chance to get these play-in spots. Do you like it or no, or is it too much? You like the old system better?
Based on last year, I love it.
Good point. It worked, right? Yeah. A hell of a story,
I agree with you. I think it's healthy. I think it's good for the league. I was surprised when they first came out with it, and the way they've set it up, I thought you would see 7 play 10 and 8 play 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's always 1-8-2-7-3-6-4-5. So I think it's 7 would play 10, and, you know, and 10 would have to win 2, you know, and 7 would have to win 1, and the same thing with 8-9. 9 would have to win 2, and 8 would have to win 1, you know, and you would be in it. But the way they've set it up is so unique. I've never seen that before, the way we have it now. Maybe it's been done in Europe this way. I don't know, but this is a little bit different.
Hey, I got to ask you, all those years of coaching in different places, especially as a head coach, and you take losses home with you, and they're in your gut, and you're evaluating yourself and your coaches and the players. Are you able just to, like when you're working like last night, do you just kind of let this stuff go, especially Dallas comes out and they're on fire, knocking down everything, or do you take some of that stuff home at night, or are you pretty good now driving home to just let it go?
Coaching, head coaching in the NBA is a miserable job. The only thing, the only thing good about it is the paycheck. To be honest, I mean it's.
Ron, that's a good one right there. Yeah.
So God. I wish I would have been able to do that when I was a head coach. But your life is much, you live a much more pleasant life as an NBA assistant than you do as a head coach. Trust me.
Yeah.
When you're the head coach, everything, it all comes right on your desk, right in your face, and into your brain.
Oh, God.
I always felt, you know, I always felt it was a 24/7 situation.
Yeah.
And I can never turn it off. You know, and it's.
No, I'm the same way, man. I do those football games and I don't let them go. I'm pissed. I come into work Monday morning, I realize, damn, I'm still pissed off about stuff. I'm really high, like, wow, I feel like I played or something. It's unbelievable. I've been out of it for 200 years, and I still feel that way. I got to tell you, Tony Fiorentino came on, and he's got great Ron Rothstein stories. You've been with him for a long – he's been with you for a long, long time. Ron, I forgot when you were a head coach, you were flying with normal folks, man. You had part of the plane, but you had everyday folks in there, just like I fly every day. And what was that like having people that recognize you and your team as you're getting on the plane? You must have got great comments. He said people come up and would say, hey, Ron, I don't really like the way you're using your bench right now and stuff. I mean, it's kind of a ballsy thing to do, but did you get a lot of that kind of stuff?
Not a lot. Every once in a while you'd get, you know, someone to say something that it was Sometimes something like the guy who said, I think Tony told you a story, the guy said, I don't like the way you substitute. You know, he said something about, you know, you guys, geez, I love the NBA. I love watching you guys play, but I don't like the way you substitute. And I said to him, I don't like it. I don't like it either.
Nothing he could say. That's beautiful.
What I meant basically was I didn't like the players that had to substitute.
Yeah, yeah. You try winning with this group back here behind me, huh? You try that. No, I'm with you, Ron.
Yeah. Good stuff. But actually, Joe, I mean, it wasn't all that bad. But, you know, look, it wasn't – I was with the Pistons in 86-87 and 87-88 before I came to Miami. Well, 87-88, we were the first professional sports team in America to have their own dedicated plane. The plane was ours. We were the number one priority on that plane. And that was Bill Davidson, owner of the Pistons, bought that plane at the time. And Chuck Daly said to me one day before the season, he said, you know, we got to sit down and talk about how we're going to use the plane. And I looked at him, and I said, what do you mean, how are we going to use the plane? Get on the plane, the pilot flies it. What do you mean? And he said to me, when you fly commercial, you play a game on, let's say you play in New York on Tuesday night. When do you get back to Detroit? I said, well, late Wednesday morning. He said, well, you have a plane there. And when you come back late Wednesday morning, do you go practice? And the answer was usually no. You know, that's you right. take the rest of that day off. He said, well, you know, we're going to play in Madison Square Garden. We'll be at home 1 o'clock in the morning. What do you do the next day? Do you practice or you take the day off?
Wow.
And I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so, you know, we talked about it, and his feeling was the big thing about getting your own plane was your players have extra rest. Don't put in extra practice days. Well, we got to the NBA Finals and lost in Game 7 that year. So
yeah.
within 5 years, everybody had their own plane
or everybody
was chartering.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but when I came to Miami the next year, we were back flying with the people. and that was different, and I had to get back. I had to get used to it after being spoiled the year before. And if you remember the first year, we were in the Western Conference. We were in the Midwest Division. We were 35,000 feet all year.
You're fine with the people. That is beautiful. Ron, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. You are unbelievable. Great. And really appreciate you coming on.
Always great talking to you, Joe.
Right.
Be well.
All right. Ron Ross.
Take care.
Valley Sports, Miami Heat. Oh, man. Love myself some Ron Rothstein, no question about it. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Orange Bowl, food, wine, celebration, presented by Florida Blue, coming up here. Woody, you're going to be there, man, coming up in just a few days. We'll tell you more about that when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, hey, welcome back. The Orange Bowl, man, they're always doing something, building something, giving back, and we got another big event coming up tomorrow night at Hard Rock. And to talk about it, and the man kind of running the show, Marlon Hill, chair of the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration. He'll be there having a couple of wines, I'm sure, joins us right now. Marlon, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm in the huddle, Joe. I'm in the huddle.
Hey. This is a great deal, man, for people who want to get out on a Friday night, 7:30 to 10:30. You got the VIP party going on, but it's a Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Just talk about it a little bit. I guess there's still room for people to come on out tomorrow night.
You know, there's still room for the draft, Joe. You got to get in there. This is a big deal, Joe. You know, we endeavor to really, you know, share the story that Orange Bowl is really more than just about the game that we have at the end of the year. This year, we're going to be having a playoff on January 9th. But we can't do the game without the community, right? And the game is for the community here in South Florida. So this event that we're having at Seminole Hard Rock tomorrow night, the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration, is all about connecting to the community and then using this opportunity to support some of these great charities that do so much for South Florida. The event benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Special Olympics, and Orange Bowl Cares. We have a series, Joe, of community engagement programs that we support that the game supports that people really need to know. We support youth sports, education, leadership. As you know, we have legacy projects where we transform some of our public parks throughout the South Florida region, and many other things because of this game. But tonight, you got to be there. Tomorrow night, on Friday night, you have to be there to celebrate. We have some of South Florida's top 40 restaurants that are going to be there, providing you with unlimited savory and sweet tastings, Joe. You can't beat it. And we're also going to have unlimited drinks as well. This is all presented by Florida Blue.
Well, that's great stuff. Can you give us some more information how people can get their tickets?
They got to get into the huddle, Joe. It's the last minute. You know, South Florida folks, we always be getting to the games late.
Everybody's late. Yeah.
Getting into our seats. Well, you may miss this one. It's almost sold out, you know. But we want folks to go to orangebowl.org/OBFW. orangebowl.org/OBFW. You can purchase a general admission ticket. You'll be there with some great folks, networking, unlimited tastings, live entertainment, DJ music. When you leave, you're going to say, wow, this is how you spend a Friday night in South Florida and give back at the same time.
That's great stuff. 7:30, 10:30 at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. That's tomorrow night. It's going to be a good one. And by the way, I got to thank you guys for all the football fields you guys have built for youth, for high schools, all over South Florida. I am talking, I see them everywhere, and the Orange Bowl's behind a lot of it, giving that money back. It's not, as you just said, it's not just about the national championship games and the semifinal games. It's so much more as far as giving back to the community. I can't thank you enough. Marlon, thank you very much, buddy, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Joe. Look forward to seeing you and your crew of friends eating and drinking the place out.
Okay. I'm cutting way back on my drinking these days, Martin. I'm doing a lot better, so thank you. I'm going to be good. Thank you.
We'll have some water there for you, Joe. Don't worry.
Okay. Sounds good. Marlon Hill, chair of the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration tomorrow night again at Hard Rock. And listen, it's all for a great cause. It really is. The work that they're doing is fantastic. Hey, we got a lot more. Alan Poupart. AllDolphins.com. Going to talk some Miami Dolphins football with the draft coming up. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.